From the start, it was clear this was a celebration. An 8-piece jazz band made up of local and national musicians who all played with Jim Cullum welcomed the crowd in the lobby with the traditional pre-war jazz Cullum championed. Patrice Johnson was among those gathered around the band.
Oh my God, I grew up with Jim Cullum. In fact, I grew up with Jim Cullum's father too. My parents would take me down to the Riverwalk when he and his father were playing together.
Cullum and his father founded The Landing in 1963, considered to be the first nightclub on the Riverwalk. Jazz guitarist Polly Harrison played at The Landing for 20 years and often subbed for Cullum's banjo player.
He kept it. He kept the old style of music going, and he was very protective of the way it should sound and to have it sound like it should, and the harmony and everything sound, and the melodies sound like they should, the rhythms and everything. And then besides that, he kept a lot of musicians full-time employed for many, many years, and we all thank him graciously for that.
One of those musicians is vocalist John Smith. He played several shows with Jim Cullum since first meeting him nearly 20 years ago.
So Jim Cullum is one of a few handful of protectors of the Great American Songbook. And to lose him, it's a big loss. He had a lot more music in him. You know, to go at 77, he had another 20 years of great tunes in him.
The tribute inside the Tobin Center Theater was both a jazz concert and a heartfelt tribute. The Jim Cullum Jazz Band provided musical interludes between speakers. San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg recalled his friendship with Cullum while working at the Trinity University Jazz Station, KRTU, and he urged the large crowd gathered at the Tobin to support live jazz.
Do what you can as a lover of this music to keep the music alive for generations to come. It's one of the greatest gifts we can ever do, and Jim Cullum gave it to us every single day. God bless you, Jim.
Nirenberg honored his friend with a proclamation stating August 31st as Jim Cullum Day in San Antonio. Bonnie Cullum was Cullum's firstborn.
He left us in mid-sentence and mid-measure. Thousands of conversations and tunes and projects interrupted and unfinished.
Bonnie's younger sister, Blanquita Sullivan, said her father lived his life with an unreserved zeal.
If he liked the music playing in an elevator, he would ride it up and down for an hour or more just listening. Sometimes after dinner, when asked which thing we wanted on the dessert tray, he would look at it earnestly and he would say, "We want it all. We want it all." That was how he lived.
A New Orleans-style procession wrapped up the tribute, with the Jim Cullum Jazz Band marching through the theater and an ever-growing train of people dancing and playing the instruments they brought with them. An hours-long jam session was to follow. While musicians took a break in the lobby, Blanquita Sullivan reflected on some of the most touching memories she had of her father.
After he would finish playing, sometimes it would be 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, we would have time, just the two of us, and we would stay up sometimes till daylight, and we would talk, and sometimes we would walk home from the landing through the San Antonio streets.
Jim Cullum played with hundreds of jazz legends in his 60-plus year career. Louis Armstrong, Lionel Hampton, Dick Hyman, Doc Severinsen. Many of those collaborations were heard weekly on his radio show Riverwalk Jazz, which came to an end in 2012. Cullum's style of jazz isn't the most popular today, but diehard fans can hear a continuous stream of the almost 400 episodes on the Stanford University Archive of Recorded Sound. As was said by each speaker at the tribute.
What is remembered lives.
What is remembered lives.
What is remembered lives on. Amen.
I'm Norma Martinez in San Antonio.